Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us, and happy Monday afternoon. My name's Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to close out our discussion of No Kings, but it wouldn't be complete without a few more callers. I want to get Chuck from Madison in. He is a brand new caller. Remember, folks, if you are a brand new caller, women, vets, and conservatives, they go to the front of the line. Please tell Jacob working the board on this fine program if any of those categories fit you. Super excited to have Chuck on the show. Thanks for being a first-time caller. Chuck, what you got for us?
First-time caller, long-time veteran.
Excellent, sir. And thank you for your service.
I took an oath to protect the Constitution of the United States from foreign and domestic. Mm-hmm. How come Pete Hegseth isn't there?
Yeah.
3609 yeah. Novick.
Yeah, that's it's we're at this weird point, Tom, where it seems like these oaths have become just kind of window dressing. I just Donald Trump's abuse of the legal system, his lawyers lying in court, his lawyers and his cabinet appointees disobeying court orders right and left. The guy that he appointed to be a federal court judge in the third circuit, told a group of senior level attorneys in the Department of Justice to F court orders they didn't like. I mean, what do these words have any meaning anymore?
I don't think so, but I think you hit it on the head earlier when you said that these people were appointed because they're loyal to Donald Trump, not loyal to the Constitution or the United States of America.
Yeah. Well, an example of that is Donald Trump's nominee to become the head of the Office of Special Counsel. If you don't know what the Office of Special Counsel is, it's incredibly important. It is it's supposed to be at least an independent federal right. agency that protects federal employees, especially whistleblowers, from basically retaliatory and other prohibited HR or employment practices. And it also serves as a channel for employees to report what I'm going to call conflicts of interest, pay to play, like Homan, Tom, the bagman, Homan, that kind of stuff, including violations of the Hatch Act, which is where government employees, including cabinet officials, use government resources to promote a partisan political agenda, which they're not supposed to do, which is basically happening every day by nearly every cabinet secretary in Donald Trump's right. administration. So he doesn't pick somebody that's going to be independent. He picks a loyalist. And this guy's confirmation hearing is coming up this Thursday, okay? His name is Paul Ingrassia. And apparently, Politico dropped this article just a couple of hours ago. Someone leaked a text chain that includes Paul Ingrassia and a pretty large group of Republican operatives and consultants that said that the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday should be tossed into the seventh circle of hell. And said he has a Nazi streak. That is a quote from the text change. This is Donald Trump's nominee to run a key anti-corruption office, an office that is supposed to protect federal employee whistleblowers, you know, that whistleblow about fraud, waste, and abuse. That's the guy that he's appointed to this position, saying that he's got a, quote, Nazi streak. This was a text chain with about half a dozen Republican operatives and influencers. Again, this is reporting today from Politico. Unbelievable. He used an Italian slur for black folks. No racial slur here. Holidays from Kwanzaa to MLK Day to Black History Month to Juneteenth. Every single one needs to be eviscerated. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. These people that complain about, you know, the No Kings protests that call us all these terrible things. At some level, I got to wonder, Tom, is it just projection? Are you projecting onto folks that oppose your agenda the rotting soul that you've got going on, or your lack of integrity? This is mind-blowing. And here it is again. We have the same thing last week.
Yeah. I mean, this is par for the course. Every accusation is a confession. And because they think this way, and I'm not talking about they as in the Republican Party, I'm talking about Donald Trump's nominees and who's on his side, they all think this way, so therefore they're always thinking that the other side's going to do the same thing. And I think it's infuriating because it's very hard to get competent people who don't have an agenda or a loyalism to want to serve in the U.S. government. And we're seeing all the people who have any level of integrity either walking out the door or not complaining if they get fired. And it's decimating the workforce at the national level.
Generations. It will take generations to repair the damage here. Because if you have any integrity, it's like, I'm not working for the guy that says, I've got a Nazi streak. I mean, like, I'm not working for that guy. I don't care what the Office of Special Counsel's one example of this. The Office of Legal Counsel, which helps defend the administration in court when their policies are challenged, 80% of that office has left. Yeah. So that when the lawyers that have done this for decades across administrations, career Office of Legal Counsel lawyers are like, I'm leaving because I can't defend any of this stuff. It really, it points to something truly disgusting. I wanted to share this cut of Donald Trump talking about the No Kings protests because I have a rebuttal of what he's saying from a former Republican Speaker of the House. Listen to Donald Trump try to call you and me and Tom and my folks and public servants and veterans and 80-year-olds and teenagers and this huge swath of America that showed up to sing songs and say, we don't want kings in this country. We want the rule of law, and we want all men and women equal under our laws. Listen to what Donald Trump said about the 7+ million patriotic, America-loving, democracy defenders that showed up this last Saturday.
That's over the weekend, the No Kings protests.
I think it's a joke. I looked at the people. They're not representative of this country. And I looked at all the brand new signs paid for, I guess it was made for by Soros and other radical left lunatics. It looks like it was. We're checking it out. The demonstrations were very small, very ineffective. And the people who are whacked out. When you look at those people, those are not representative of the people of our country.
Mr. President, besides San Francisco...
And by the way, I'm not a king. I'm not a king. I work my ass off to make our country great. That's all it is. I'm not a king at all.
You know what Donald Trump does work his butt off to do? Line his own pockets. I promised you a rebuttal of this by a former Republican Speaker of the House. And it's Kevin McCarthy just last year at a panel event. Listen to what Kevin McCarthy said about which party actually looks like a cross-section of America. This is former Speaker of the House, Republican Kevin McCarthy. Take a listen.
I became leader when we took the minority, and this was a turning point for me. I go into the State of the Union. And in the State of the Union, one side stands up, then the other side stands up. And I just become leader, and I'm excited, and President Trump's there. And I look over at the Democrats, and they stand up. They look like America. We stand up. We look like the most restrictive country club in America. And I decide then, either I am going to be the leader of a declining end of a party, or I have to change the opportunity in this party.
Wow. And what he said there, a declining party. Republicans have understood that Americans have been becoming more diverse, not less, have generally had more liberal views, not less liberal. And so the only way they can win elections is to cheat. It's to gerrymander their way into guaranteed seats. It is to suppress the vote. It is not to encourage more voting. The Supreme Court's about to gut Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. They're engaging in mid-decade gerrymandering. They're going to wipe black and brown representatives off the map. They will become more white, more male, more out of touch, more billionaire-backed than you have seen in the Republican Party for the last 15 years, and that's pretty bad. Tom, I thought that was just an absolute perfect encapsulation. And I'm like, I didn't have to say it. Former Republican Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, right, did the work for me.
Kevin McCarthy said it so eloquently. You know, but it is, there are moments in time when the Republicans have taken a step back and they have said out loud, we need to be more inclusive. And then Donald Trump came onto the scene and all that went out the window.
Yep.
And all
George
we've
W.
seen
Bush.
Is the only litmus test is whether you're loyal or not. And, you know, I don't think, because I think this is one of the most important things to remember, that Donald Trump lies every time he speaks.
Yeah.
And to say that those 7 million protesters were paid by George Soros is ridiculous at face value. But he says the same lie over and over again. And I'm sure there are a lot of people that believe it because he said
it. I mean,
it.
If you go to like the Joseph Goebbels handbook, it's just you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. Accuse the other side of that which you are guilty. Yeah, that's the Goebbels playbook. Thanks to Jack from Merrimack for queuing up my memory on that one. It's so ridiculous. The stuff that MAGA voters, that Trump voters allow him to get away with to their own peril, right? Like 45% of ACA enrollees are Republicans. Only 35% are Democrats. Fact.
Yep.
Let's go back to the phones. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you've been very patient, my friend. Say hello to Tom. What you got for us?
Hey, outstanding speech. I hope you have it posted somewhere so we can hear the whole thing. You know, I mean, I had a lot of things here. You know, Trump's demolishing the White House East Wing to build his ballroom. I guess that's in the process. Also putting his name on the Bible. And, you know, we just got to remember his favorite story. You knew I was a snake before you took me in. And there we have it. So have a great day and keep up the great work. I'm so proud of you guys. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Jeannie. Ollie from the Northwoods, say hi to Tom. What you got for us? Hey, Ollie, are you there? All right, we will move on, see if we can get Ollie back. Troy from Mount Horeb, say hello to Tom. We just got about 30 seconds, Troy.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Maggie. A couple of things real quick. I call him the Orange Jesus because only Jesus was infallible, but to them, Trump is infallible. So there you have it. And I was in Boston for the No Kings. We were 50-50 beeping at us or flipping us off. So have a great day.
Thanks so much, Troy. Yeah, my dad was trying to keep a tally of how many times he could get somebody to either honk their horn in support or give him the bird. Good times, good times. We're going to close out the show with some other news you may have missed on the other side. Stay with us. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.